Bitch listeners, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Bitch Radio. I'm Sherston Johnson, the web content manager at Bitch Radio. This week, I spoke to our library director, Ashley McAllister, about a blog post she wrote last week titled, Maggie Goes on a Diet and We Search for Fat-Friendly Children's Books.
Ashley, do you want to catch us up to speed on this book and what your blog post was about?
So Maggie Goes on a Diet is a book that actually hasn't been released yet, but is making waves on the internet, and it's by a guy named Paul Creamer who decided that he needed to write a book for like 6-year-old girls about why they need to lose weight and how that will make them a happy and normal person. In fact, or the description of the book is, Maggie has so much potential that has been hiding under her extra weight. This inspiring story about a 14-year-old who goes on a diet and is transformed from being overweight and insecure to a normal-sized teen who becomes a school soccer star. Through time, exercise, and hard work, Maggie becomes more and more confident and develops a positive self-image. So yeah, I mean, this like idea of her being like transformed is kind of problematic and obviously an issue because the book is being, it's about a 14-year-old girl, but it's being targeted at kids that are much younger than that. It's a picture book, and it's perpetuating this idea that in order to be liked and normal and happy, you should be skinny.
And in your blog post, you said that you tried to find alternatives to this book, like what if there were children's books that actually were about fat acceptance and were doing the opposite of Paul Creamer's book, but
I had a hard time. Yeah, I was pretty sure that I could be like, okay, don't read his book, read all these books, and there are, I spent a lot of time looking for fat-positive kids' books, and there are a few. A few years ago, a woman named Rebecca Rabanowitz, she created a list of fat-positive kids' books for Shapely Prose.
Which is a blog.
And, I mean, she kind of prefaced the list by saying, like, I wish there were more on this list, but sadly, there aren't a lot out there. Since her list came out, I could only really find, like, one more that I thought seemed like a nice book. It's called My Great Big Mama, and it's written from the perspective of a young boy who has a fat mom who wants to go on a diet, and he thinks that's really silly. But, you know, I was really wanting to find books that were about fat kids and about, like, fat kids being happy as fat kids and accepted as fat kids, and that's hard to find. And one of the things that Rabanowitz pointed out on her list was that a lot of times when there are, like, fat characters in children's lit, they're animals, anthropomorphized pigs. There's this great book called I Like Me that we actually have here at the Bitch Library that's super cute, about this young girl who like likes her round tummy and likes her like a number of other things that children like. But it's like, okay, she's a pig. Like, what does that say about our idea of like a fat girl? There were a few people that commented on our blog saying that they want to write fat positive children's books, and I hope that they do, because we need more of them, and I think a lot of people would buy them.
Yeah. Well, back to Paul Creamer's book. We both checked out some interviews Creamer did about the book, and one thing he says is that people are judging this book without reading it, that they're judging a book based on its cover. But I think the cover of Maggie Goes on a Diet actually says a lot about the book. It's a picture of Maggie, who's white and is drawn as fat, but looking into a mirror, holding up a thin pink dress and seeing a thin version of herself reflected back in the mirror. And it's called Maggie Goes on a Diet.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how can we not judge that cover?
But beyond this cover, we were able to see some of the other images in the book. We didn't read the text, but can you talk about what the other images in the book look like?
Right. So on the ABC website, there's a few images shown in a video that they did. First of Maggie standing off by herself in the soccer field, wearing, you know, like her big sweatshirt and looking really sad and isolated, and then kids obviously teasing her on the other side of the page. And then there's another page with Meg late at night, ducked down, reaching into the fridge. Actually, the text on this page, it's like, Maggie after her game, and it's one of the worst days she's ever had because she was being teased. And it says, searching the refrigerator in hope she would feel better, eating lots of bread and cheese, including some cheddar. Which I'm, like, really glad that, you know, cheddar was added on
there.
Does
the whole book rhyme?
Yeah.
Just clearly and barely, those don't rhyme.
No, they don't. Maggie was not going to let anything else upset her. So I assume that this is the part where she, like, decides that she's going on her diet.
Why are these images cause for concern?
Well, I mean, this image paints the fat child as someone that's depressed and eating as a way of warding off their depression. It says she's anxious and depressed and not thinking clearly. She's holding on to her dignity, but only just barely.
Whoa.
Like, yeah. And, I mean, it's just, like, an image that I guess we see a lot in popular culture with, like, fat people is, oh, of course, like, they're up in the middle of the night eating out of the fridge, eating cheese out of the fridge.
No time for a plate. Not thinking clearly.
Yeah. It's just, like, it's just too kind of spot on, like, the stereotypes that we're all familiar with. So, like, I hadn't seen any of the images from the inside of the book when I wrote the post. I was judging the cover, and, like, I was totally comfortable with judging the cover because the cover says a lot about the book, I think, especially with a kid's book. Yeah. Fine, don't judge a cover with an, like, adult novel, but, like, kid's book, come on, that's, like, what kids are attracted to is the cover. Now seeing all these images from the book, I just feel, like, further vindicated that this book kind of sucks.
Yeah, and you can tell in the book what happens is Maggie loses weight and becomes the thin person we mm-hmm. saw on the cover, and she becomes the soccer star, the soccer
yeah,
captain.
Yeah, and, like, wins a trophy at the end of it, like, yay, you're thin.
Yeah, I listened to one interview with Paul Kramer, and the host said, doesn't this teach kids that they're hanging out with a bunch of superficial people
yeah.
who only like them when their appearance changes? And
yeah, and I don't know if it's the kids that are, like, that they're teasing her at the beginning. I don't know if they're the same ones that are pictured at the end being friends with her, but it's definitely implied that it's, like, the same kids, that these soccer players that she couldn't be friends with before because she was fat are now, like, they now love her because she's thin. And because she's thin, she's now, like, the star of the team.
So Paul Kramer also said that a lot of people have said to him, why isn't it called Maggie Gets Healthy? He's saying he could have written a book called Maggie Gets Healthy, but no one would have bought it. So
right.
he clearly chose the word diet to
right.
grab people's attention without really thinking about the implications for right. really young girls
mm-hmm.
reading books about diets.
Right. And Paul Kramer is, like, trying to make some money. I mean, I think in another interview I was listening to, it was like, what's your response to all these people that have been critiquing you? And his thing was like, I say you go buy the book.
Well, speaking of buying the book, Jessica Wakeman covered it at the website The Frisky and said, if you're gravely offended by this book, then don't buy it for your kid. And she also said, I think it's perfectly fine for reasonable parents to read a book to their child about how if someone is overweight, they can exercise and eat more healthfully to lose excess weight. What do you think about Jessica Wakeman's thoughts?
So, like, reasonable parents will read this book to their children, unreasonable parents will not. So is that, like, is that, like, parents that feel like their kids should be accepted for being fat aren't reasonable? That's what I feel like she's saying.
Yeah, one thing that struck me is that, and I think this happens a lot with talking about fatness, is that people always place the blame on the individual, whether
right.
it's the child who's fat or the parent who's buying food for their kids or buying books for their fat kids
mm-hmm.
instead of a larger issue, instead of discussing fat acceptance in general. Or
yeah, I mean, and also Jessica Wakeman in her post, like, specifically alluded to my reaction, which was that this book is douchey. And, you know, she felt like I was overreacting.
I think what Jessica Wakeman's trying to say is that with a proper interpretation,
right,
this book could be useful. Do you think that's true? Is there a way that this book has redeeming qualities?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I mean, I feel like a lot of these, like, conversations are kind of about, like, would this book be okay if it were Maggie Gets Healthy, and if getting healthy meant eating healthy foods and exercising and then also losing weight. But I guess I don't see the book as being about health at all. The book is about Maggie going on a diet because she wants to have friends and be accepted and do well in soccer, which is, like, connected to having friends and being accepted. Yeah, so I have a hard time buying the whole, oh, all he needs to do is change the title to Maggie Gets Healthy and it'll be fine. Because, like, just including, like, anything in this book that, like, implies that losing weight will make you happier or that will, like, give you more friends is fucked up. So, and I felt like a lot of, like, people online were kind of looking for that. Like, it's just, like, this kind of, like, a diet thing that people have a problem with. Kids shouldn't be on a diet, but if it's about being healthy, then it's okay. But if they're kind of, like, grounded in the same idea that being healthy isn't being fat, then it's not okay.
Speaking of people's reactions to the book online, so this book hasn't even come out yet. It's by a small publisher. It's probably actually going to be hard to find. We don't know how many people are even going to end up reading it. But it has caused lots of controversy on the web so far. I mean, obviously, we're talking about it right now. Looking at these different conversations that ended up on the internet, do you think that this has been a good thing for fat acceptance in children's books? Do you think people are talking about it more than they usually do? Or are they missing the point, like, with what you were talking about earlier with dieting versus health? And what kind of conversations is this starting?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd say yes and no. I know when we were talking about this earlier, I was saying that at some point, the conversation isn't about this actual book. It's about just, like, how do people feel about how fat children should be treated. And a lot of the comments that we ended up receiving on the blog were actually, on the Bitch blog, were actually, like, more problematic than I even see this book being. I know we got one comment that said, we do not need fat positive books. Like, children should not be getting fat positive books. And even comments that didn't say that explicitly, really, these people felt like kids should not be taught that it's okay to be fat. And that's just kind of heartbreaking, especially coming from people that are likely parents or work with kids or interact with kids at all or interact with adults. None of us should feel that way about anyone. I mean, I think we also had some productive dialogue on our blog. I think there were people that were kind of able to, like, hash out, okay, you might think that it's important for people to eat healthy, and I might think that you shouldn't judge anyone for the way they eat, but maybe we can both agree on the fact that this book is a problem and young girls shouldn't be told that losing weight will make them happy. So, I mean, it's hard to tell. I guess I have been kind of excited by, like, bigger news sources touching on the problems with the book, because I guess I would see them as being like, yay, like, someone else who wants to fight childhood obesity, because I feel like that's happening a lot, especially given, like, Michelle Obama's whole campaign. And just people are really concerned about the numbers of obese people in the U.S. right now. Definitely, like, blaming fat people for problems with, like, the healthcare industry. And so, I mean, it was kind of cool to see some, like, larger outlets saying, this isn't okay. You know, we don't see that a lot.
Now for the shameless plug part of our talk. As a library director, Ashley hosts book clubs that run throughout the year at Bitch Media. And we're about to start the fat acceptance section of the book club. So can you talk about some of the books that you're going to be reading?
Yeah, it was perfect timing that this this book got big on the internet right before we were going to start our... September is the beginning of our books that take on fat acceptance. We're reading Losing It, America's Obsession with Weight and the Industry That Feeds on It, by Laura Fraser. And then on October, we're going to take on Susan Bordo's Unbearable Weight, Feminism, Western Culture, and the Body. And in November, we are going to read Lessons from the Fatosphere, Quit Dieting and Declare a Truce with Your Body, which is what we should all do.
So the first book is Losing It, and that's meeting on September 20th here in Portland, but anyone can read it and join in the discussion online.
Yeah, and these are just three of the many books that talk about fat acceptance and fat phobia.
I know there's not many out there for kids, but off the top of your head, sorry to put you on the spot, do you have any other...
Yeah, there's a lot for adults. So Tasha Fierce actually wrote a post for us in August of last year with a list of, she called it your big fat reading list, and it has some other fat positive books on it, like Fat So, Because You Don't Have to Apologize for Your Size by Marilyn Wan, and Bodies Out of Bounds, Fatness and Transgression, and the Fat Studies Reader, and Revolting Bodies, The Struggle to Redefine Fat Identity. And there's a book that just came out this year called Fat Shame, Stigma, and the Fat Body in American Culture by Amy Farrell, which we just reviewed in a recent issue. So, yeah, there's lots for adults to read, and hopefully there will be more for kids to read.
And there's the internet also.
There is,
Tasha Fierce has done two guest blogs at bitchmedia.org, Size Matters and Sex and the Fat Girl, and she also has websites of her own. And we'll put up links to all of these things that we've talked about on the website so you can check them out there. So.
Yeah, if you've yet to spend time reading or thinking about fat acceptance, you should do it because I think it'll open your eyes to a lot of things that you may not have thought about before.
Thanks for talking today, Ashley.
Of course, thank you.
To read more about Maggie Goes on a Diet and for links to some of the reading lists we've discussed today, visit bitchmedia.org/audio, where you'll also find more Bitch Radio segments and a transcript of this podcast. I'm Sherston Johnson. Thanks again for listening.